Welcome to the Wednesday, December 21st, 2011 edition of the Science and its Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I am recording today from Jacksonville, Florida. Let's start today with Android. Security company Via Forensics has created an Android application that will establish a remote shell without the user actually being notified about this. The way Android is supposed to work is to ask the user for privileges, like, for example, the need to allow a remote connectivity. However, Via Forensics was able to bypass this permission process. As it says, it didn't actually exploit a vulnerability in Android, but more abuse existing intentional features. This sounds a little bit like the privilege exposure that we have seen in the past with Android, where applications that have certain privileges can then be leveraged by other applications to actually take advantage of these privileges. Not a lot of details so far as far how the application exactly works. But in the show notes, you will find the link to Via Forensics blog about this particular issue, which has a little bit more details if you're more familiar with Android. And then we got an interesting Twitter message today by a user under the pseudonym of WebDevil. He revealed a new Windows 7 vulnerability. The vulnerability only exists in the 64-bit version, and the vulnerable code is in win32k.sys, a kernel mode device driver that has had issues in the past. If remote code execution is possible, this would be a rather serious flaw, given that this is a kernel mode device driver. The proof of concept, however, that is shown in this Twitter message will just crash Windows if the HTML code that was quoted in the message is viewed with Safari. So there are a couple of dependencies here right now. It needs that particular code, it needs Safari, it needs Windows 7 64 bits. However, well, it's very possible that this exploit could be triggered by other means. Really, Safari is not the part that's vulnerable here. It is this underlying win32k.sys. Safari is really just a way to reach the vulnerable feature. Secunia's advisory about this flaw suggests that code execution may be possible, but it only references the original tweet by WebDevil, which, as I mentioned, is just a proof for a denial of a service. But if code execution is possible, then this is at least a privilege escalation exploit, because a normal user could use Safari and this code, whatever it will look like, to become an administrator. Or worst case scenario, this could become a remote code execution that will actually lead to administrator privileges. And finally, let's talk about a not-so-new physical security issue that keeps coming up and affecting network security. The issue here is copper theft. British Telecom and Scotland Yard just announced a new program to fight it. They estimate actually that the total damage to British taxpayers is around £700 million, so about $1 billion, due to cable theft. And then of course there are all these outages that go with it. They mention here in the article in the Register that an outage due to copper theft can lead to about 3 days of no service for about 200 customers. Now, of course, these days more and more fiber optics is used for communication purposes. However, fiber optics isn't really immune to this problem, just because the thieves sometimes don't know that a certain line is fiber optics. They'll still cut it and they may still steal part of it. So fiber optic lines are still affected by the problem, even though the actual fiber is usually not valuable for resale. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.